entrepreneurs who want to change the world, want to have a significant impact, don't want to just build a company. They want to build an industry. Don't want to just create another product or service. They really want to fundamentally improve aspects of people's lives.
But J.P. Morgan doesn't want to be confined to just one industry. He wants to own them all. As the head of the biggest investment bank in the world, Morgan has unrivaled power and influence, and he's returned to his old ways. Only now, he's taken the House of Morgan to another level.
Morgan's reach was very broad in American industry. He becomes the most respected, reliable, and trusted figure, not only because of the power and wealth that he wields, but just because of his character.
After a two-year depression, the U.S. Treasury has come perilously close to bankruptcy. And there's only one man the government can turn to. J.P. Morgan is called to Washington to help.
We think of bankers now as just greedy bankster gangsters. Morgan was maybe one of the greediest of all, but he also had this side of him which just said, I have faith in men, I have faith in country, and I am going to lend it.
Morgan puts together a loan worth over $100 million, almost $3 billion today, and bails out the federal government, saving the American economy from complete collapse.
J.P. Morgan was really the country's banker. Today, when you think of that, it's inconceivable. But he would loan the country money when the country was in trouble.
Morgan obviously was looking at the national interest in the context of his own. That is, saving the U.S. Treasury was an act of basic self-interest, but it was an act of nationalism.